chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today on this Tuesday, April 16th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, we put those markers in for the podcast. Go to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Click on podcast. Listen on demand anytime you want. Every half hour of the show is there. Just click on it and listen for each day. You'll be up to speed, fully aware. Late breaking news, anything that comes to the radio station during the show 9 to noon, you hear it almost live. I monitor the emails at the bottom of the hour. Michigan Talk News Network, you may have heard, the elections have been consolidated to today, April 16th, both in Warren and in Westland. So if you know anybody that lives in Warren, anybody that lives in Westland, give them a call. Tell them to vote today. The Republicans are trying to take back the seat there in Warren. They have a candidate running. They've been knocking on doors. They've been putting up signs. They've been making phone calls to alert everybody that you have to vote today. So if they're able to flip that seat from Democrat to Republican, and it's pretty obvious and clear that Westland is going to go to the Democrat, they're way, way, way far to the left in Westland, well, we could end up with the continuation of gridlock in the House. Right now, it's 54-54. If the Republican wins Warren and the Democrat wins Westland, it's going to be 55-55. This would be the continuation of gridlock. And this could potentially neuter Governor Gretchen Whitmer for the last 2 years of her governorship. If the Republicans stand strong, she may not even be able to pass her budget. If they will not vote in the House to approve her budget, not one Republican, her budget doesn't pass. State government would shut down at midnight on October 1st of this year, heading into the November election. This would be absolutely huge slap in the face to Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Why do you think the Democrat State Senator Sarah Anthony is going to listen to her Republican colleagues? Because it's very simple. If they can't get immediate effect on the budget come October 1st, state government shuts down. And these monies, folks, are your taxpayer dollars. This is exactly what the Republican Senate Minority Leader, Eric Nesbitt, said again. I want to say it again because it's important for you to hear his opinion after February story broke where Governor Gretchen Whitmer wants to basically rob the MPSRs retirement funding and move it into paying for her pre-K education. Raiding the state's teachers' pension fund to play shell games with taxpayer dollars because of a short-term political ambition. What's he talking about? Governor Gretchen Whitmer. She wants to be in the running if and when Joe Biden is announced that he is going to drop out for health reasons or personal reasons or for family reasons and not going to accept the nomination, the will of the primary voters who have already voted to give him enough delegates to be the Democrat candidate this year's election of 2024. Why? because Robert Kennedy Jr. in recent polling is up to almost 25% of Democrat voters. Polling Democrat voters, 25% of those polled in an unscientific poll, according to Quinnipiac Research, says they're voting for Robert Kennedy Jr., not Biden. Folks, if he loses 25% of the Democrat base and they go to Kennedy as an independent, Donald Trump's the next president of the United States. That simple. Game over, checkmate, shut down the presses, it's over. If Kennedy pulls that many Democrats away from Biden, Donald Trump's the president of the United States. He'll be sworn in on January 20th of next year. November's election will be a foregone conclusion, and they realize that. And it's early enough for them to make planning for their national convention later this summer. Personally, I still think it's going to be Michelle Obama. But Gavin Newsom, Gretchen Whitmer, and others are doing everything they can to placate to their base of school teachers, both currently working public school teachers and retired school teachers. One other thing that's kind of interesting in this story, the way they're looking at the recommendations going forward, according to them, there's also going to be some proposals coming from the House. Well, the House is split right now. They can't even approve their recommendations until after tonight's election. So we'll be following this story today, Election Day in Warren and Westland. Again, if you know anybody that lives in Warren or Westland, you need to tell them they have to vote today in the special election. It is Election Day in Warren and in Westland. And we need to get out the vote. I'm going to reach out to some Macomb County friends I know and see if they are actively making calls into those districts today. So, let's move on to the next story that I have lined up for you. And this is kind of really interesting because Slotkin on the U.S. Senate side for the Democrats. She has accepted more money from outside the state of Michigan than any other candidate currently running for U.S. Senate anywhere in the country. U.S. Representative Elisa Slotkin has dominated fundraising this past quarter for the U.S. Senate, bringing in $4.3 million between January 1st and March 31st, giving her a total, listen to this, $14.9 million, according to reports that were filed with the Federal Election Commission by the end of the day yesterday. Her chief Democratic opponent, Hill Harper, showed a much different situation. He's actually spent more than he's raised, ending up with $600,000 in debt. For the campaign, Harper has raised $1.43 million, and he has spent $1.59 million. For the campaign previously, Harper raised in the fourth the highest amount of $2.37 million, but still is way, way behind Slotkin by almost 7-1. Now, there is interesting numbers on the Republican side, but they are much lower than the Democrats. According to MERS News Service, Trump-endorsed candidate Mike Rogers raised $1.1 million, bringing his total donations to $2.8 million. No mention of how much cash on hand he still has remaining. Business executive Sandy Pensler is self-funding his campaign and reported only $1,204 in contributions. Nearly so far, he has spent $3.05 million out of his own pocket. Kind of interesting how they are reporting these numbers for these candidates. Now, one of the other things that is very interesting is that out of that money, Sandy Pensler has loaned the money to his campaign. So if he wins the primary against Rogers and the other candidates, Sandy Pensler's bid for that race could possibly be repaid the money if he proves to be the winner. See, that's what they do. Wealthy individuals, Howard Walker did it to me back in 2010. He loaned his campaign $100,000 out of the gate. When he won and then started getting the money from the special interest groups and the lobbyists down in Lansing, he was able to pay the money back to his campaign. That's what the wealthy do. So, cash on hand, Slotkin is down to $8.6 million. How has she spent $6.2 million? What has she spent it on? Haven't seen any TV ads or anything. Oh, that's right. Political consultants. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. And just to recap this campaign finance reporting story by MERS News Service, there's no mention of Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. All the other candidates are listed, how much they've raised, how much cash on hand, what they've filed, but they don't even list Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. Now, I'm going to reach out to her and find out why. Make sure she did, and I'm sure she did. She has people. She has a treasurer. She knows exactly what the filing deadlines were. I'm sure she filed. Why didn't MERS News Service list her name in the story? It's because perhaps they know that she's the only candidate on the Republican side that has filed the signatures to be on the ballot. Slotkin filed her signatures yesterday. U.S. Representative Lisa Slotkin, Democrat of Holly, filed 30,000 petition signatures yesterday, which was the maximum number allowed by the Department of State that they will accept for an aspiring U.S. Senate candidate. She did it against a backdrop of four pro-Palestinian protesters holding up a banner and chanting, "Let Gaza live." Slotkin's event was held at the Strange Matter Coffee Company in Washington Square in Lansing after she filed at the Bureau of Elections. She gathered reporters and supporters from the Blue Brigade to make her announcement. "We will do all we can to elect Elisa Slotkin to the U.S. Senate and to give her a break from having to deal with Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz. We will make Curtis Hertel do that instead," said Susan Anderson, founder of the Blue Brigade. Blue Brigade is basically a Democrat organization supporting Democrat candidates. So this is going to be very, very interesting as we find out why. Yes, I don't even want to get into that. Text message I can't respond to. Not on the radio anyway. So, kind of interesting. Kind of interesting. Leaving out a candidate who's actually filed, who's actually on the ballot, and leaving her numbers out of the story. So, we'll see. I'm going to move this thing all the way back up to the U.S. Senate race and see technically if they actually have them listed. Let's see. No, that's the House. Let's get back to the U.S. Senate. Okay. Yes. Hill Harper has filed petition signatures. Elisa Slotkin and Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. Rogers hasn't even turned in his signatures yet. So, pretty interesting. And this was refreshed, let's see, when was this? 8:51 a.m. this morning is when it was last updated. So, yep, we'll keep monitoring those who file. We'll let you know. There's going to be some filings, I've been told, next Tuesday, April 23rd, prior to 4 o'clock, is the filing deadline. And I've got the heads up from a few folks, but they've asked me to keep it under my hat until they file. They don't want anybody to know. No problem. I understand. I'll respect that. I do plan to have a couple of them on the radio show when they do file next Tuesday. So again, I want to remind you, if you'd like the flyer for the upcoming event a week from this Friday, deadline is fast approaching. They need a food count for, or head count for the food. That is going to be Crawford County's Saving Our Republic event, Kirtland's Community College, right there off of I-75, 4 Mile Road exit in Grayling. Text me Crawford. And if you'd like to attend the Misaki event, that's going to be on May the 9th, Thursday, May the 9th. Text me an M for Misaki. And if you'd like the flyer to the Presque County Republican Party's grand event, going to be held at the Posen Community Center, Saturday, May the 11th. I believe doors open at 5 o'clock. I'll be there with Mark Farner, the original founding member of Grand Funk Railroad. Text me PI, and I will send you the flyer for that event as well. So Crawford, Misaki, text me an M, and PI for Presque Isle. And we'll get you the flyer, the information to be able to buy your tickets, and looking forward to these great events. Also, MAC, M-A-C-K, if you'd like the text message information for the MAC, Mackinac County Republicans are holding a rally on Saturday, May 18th, 9:30. The doors were open at the Little Bear Arena there in St. Ignace. A great lineup of folks are going to be at that event as well. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of 60s, 70s Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great and terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop. If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659. 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is noon.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan and throughout the region.
From Michigan News Source.